Welcome to another edition of Cover 2. Taylor Price, Scott Kegley here at Reliant Stadium. After the 49ers fell to the Houston Texans 20-9 in their second preseason game, and Coach Harbaugh, you know, not a good pulse on this game. Some highs and some lows for the 49ers.
Well, if you look at the first team offense and the first team defense, they came away with some impressive plays. Brandon Jacobs had a knee injury, and Harbaugh said that the results were not season ending, and that's a positive for the 49ers. But they made some plays in the passing game and on the running game as well. Kendall Hunter had a really strong performance. 7.7 yards per carry, finished with a game-high 46 yards. Also had two impressive kickoff returns, averaged 28.5 yards on those kickoff returns. And Kendall was a bright spot, Jim Harbaugh talked about, but the 49ers lost this game. And in the second half, didn't really muster much of an offense with the exception of a nice 32-yard reception from A.J. Jenkins.
Yeah, and second preseason game, the Texans decided to leave their starters in through the entire first half. 49ers second string defense was in for a lot of that, and they were able to hold the Texans to field goals for the most part.
Yeah, the big plays in this game were the touchdown before the end of the first half and the 80-yard punt return for a touchdown in the second half by Trendon Holliday. Those were the difference makers in this game. But the 49ers, you know, you look at top to bottom, they were competitive throughout. Eric Bakhtiari made the start outside linebacker, and he played through the entire game. You look at it, we're in the second week of the preseason, and he's already playing an entire game. That's really impressive in terms of his conditioning. And I talked to him after the game, and he said he did a great job of setting the edge. That was important to him. Had two sacks in the last game, but wanted to play better against the run, and felt that he was strong in that regard. So Eric Bakhtiari made some nice plays. Jermaine Brock competed in the back end, and Michael Thomas, a Houston native, had a sack in the second half. That was a nice play to see as well.
Yeah, and always in the preseason, as we mentioned, in the Cover 2 last week, you always look at the injury report. And luckily for the 49ers, it doesn't seem that the Jacobs injury, as you mentioned, isn't going to be serious. And Michael James, he said he wanted to be back at practice on Monday. The trainers may have a little bit to say about that, but he said he owes it to his teammates just to be out there again. And you got to like that from a rookie.
Yeah, well, Michael James is a hungry guy. He wants to compete. And you can't forget about Frank Gore. Mm-hmm. The all-time rushing leader of the 49ers had his first work of the preseason tonight, 14 yards on his first carry. And Frank is Frank. We all know what we got with him. And Kendall Hunter, like we talked about earlier, he's really coming on strong. So that's a nice 1-2 punch. James and Jacobs, whatever you get from them going forward with their health, that's a bonus. I mean, the 49ers definitely have a strong run game. And Alex Boone at right guard had a nice night again as he looks to latch on and be a starter with the first-team offense.
Yeah, well, the 49ers will have some film to review, and they'll probably be doing it on this plane ride home. Next up, Denver Broncos. Taylor and I will be back for another edition of Cover 2 for that game from Mile High Stadium. For Scott Kegley, Taylor Price, 49ers.com.